Fresh News Smart Talk all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Divinia Spices, Commonwealth Bank, J.S. Johnson, Mobile Garage Technologies, Platinum Pastries, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
Foundation. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company with the Foundation on an absolutely gorgeous Wednesday. Hump Day. Watch me. Hump Day. That's sort of an intersection where you are anticipate, sort of excited about moving towards the weekend and really alleviated and sort of relieved that Monday's gone. But it's coming again. I just stick around. It's going to come again. I'm so happy to be in your company, guys. I really am grateful to be here today. And what we're going to do is this today. We're going to have an open line today, right? I'd like to talk about, you know, the conversations that we've had over the past 2 days. The Lover's Day is over. I hope you had your plan B. I hope for many of you who out there, I'm hoping that you didn't do anything strange for little change, praise God, right? Just in decency and in order, I hope you enjoyed your Valentine's Day last night. In true Anglican fashion, my wife and I, given the fact that, you know, this is where we come from, we enjoyed, that time together. We good. We good. I just, FYI, for all those persons who've been married for X amount of years, and, we got to give you 15 years and over. If you've been married for 15 years and over, don't have no expectation for no third and fourth relations. Talk to me. Amen? In terms of rounds, amen? I just want to be clear. Let's be very clear, okay? Baby, listen, you know what this is. Behave yourself. This is what we're going to do. So I hope that you guys had a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Valentine's Day, because I did, right? I did. We just chilled. We had a good time, you know. My son got excited. My wife wanted to kind of do something yesterday. And I said, what you want to do, baby? You want to go out? My son jumps up, the 17-year-old one. He's 17 in a couple weeks. So he says, oh, my God, we going on a date? I said, sir, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? We going on a date? I come home, my daughter's dressed to go. You all are doing too much. This is, you don't have a Valentine. You need to get your life together, right? So we had a good time, though. We spent it a little different. We just kind of drove the city, drove around. We had a couple of things to go and look at and a few people to go and hail. So we did that, got home and derobed and just got sort of brought some food home for the kids and got into my show. My show was, I'm watching this show. It's amazing, by the way. It's on Epix TV. It's called The Godfather of Harlem. It is with Forrest Whitaker. Absolutely bananas. He plays Bumpy Johnson. I love the thing. I'm telling you, best series I've ever watched. As it relates to, you know, this gangster stuff. Best series I've... I'm a Wire guy. I am a Power guy. Yeah, I love these things. But Harlem Godfather, the absolute best series I've... I couldn't wait to kind of tell you that if you like these kind of things, go check it out. And so that's what my wife and I did. We hung out together last night and kind of did that. So the line's going to be open today. Today was supposed to be a day that we have a good conversation about Black excellence. The concept was on Monday, we were going to talk about Black femininity and the strength thereof and the necessity for being able to move in a particular direction. Yesterday, we had a very good conversation. On Monday, we had a good conversation with Kendra Bowe, being able to talk to that with a great sense of fluidity, with passion, with this sort of a assured position from experience. So we had a very good conversation there. Yesterday blew my mind. In my mind, and this me grading me on what we do and sort of the enthusiasm that I've had in terms of just realizing that, okay, we are, have you ever done that? Have you ever been in that kind of a space that you had this sort of a eureka moment to say, oh my God, I am right where I'm supposed to be? All right. A lot of people identify that as deja vu, right? You know, people say things like, oh, this deja vu, this happened before. It only kind of reassures you that you're on the path that you've been called to be on. And yesterday, I didn't have a deja vu moment, but I had this sort of a eureka moment to say that, okay, my God, I must be where I'm supposed to be. I thought it was a phenomenal conversation yesterday. You could call me and tell me whether or not you think it was or it wasn't, so forth and so on. But for me, and you have to know the construction of these shows. I constructed the concept of the show for weeks, and for weeks I've been trying to identify the elements, personality, character, expertise, experience, exposure. I've been trying to be able to really match that. And I looked around locally. I've had conversations with a great deal of these persons. And it just so happens that when I reach out to them, oh, Howard, you know, Valentine's is a very busy time for me. I can't do it. Next person, I can't do it right now. Valentine's is a busy time. You know, somebody else, oh, Howard, this is a very good concept. Give me a call later. Let's see if we can do something. But no sort of confirmation to move towards it, right? And so what I did, I said, okay, let me just sort of scour. And I've done this before. I go on my LinkedIn and I look for the professional profiles. And so I just typed in clinical therapists, clinical psychologists, so forth and so on. And all these things pop up. And so as I'm reading through it, right, I, you know, right off the top, you say, okay, I'd extract this, extract. So you read through it, and I'm reading through it. And this guy, Dr. Augustine Panchu, pops up. So I read deeper in his profile. I see that he's from Grenada, but he has experience in Boston. He has experience in Chicago. He's a teacher. He's a this. He's a that. He's all these things. And then I knew as I read it, I saw one or two elements of faith in it, right? Based upon how it was structured. So I say, oh my God, I think this would be a good conversation. I wonder if he's down. Went over to Facebook. So this is, I guess this is what trolls do. I don't know if this is what you guys do. So I went over to Facebook, looked for him, got him up, showed him a message, got an email address, went on his website, sent the information. Listen, all over, right? Finally got him. The man called me. He texted me, right? I send the information over to him. He says, Howard, send me an outline. I send him an outline, past, present, future, concept, idea, objective, right? And I sat in church and kind of typed it out, shot it over to him, buff. And he didn't hit me back. So I said, oh my God, I don't know what this man is going to do. I wonder, is he going to do the show? He's not going to do the show. Calls me back the next morning and says, Howard, I was sleeping. I'm down. Let's go. I love this. And through the course of the conversation, how he said he was able to research me, I wasn't able to see anything that he's done, other than being able to read it. And so when he said that he watched some of the stuff that I've done, and I said, okay, well, he is also a studied guy like me. And the conversation yesterday blew my mind. It did. Did it do the same thing for you? When he started to talk about HPA access yesterday, and if you didn't have an opportunity to listen to the show yesterday, I implore you, I encourage you, I admonish you. Go back and watch and listen to the show. GuardianTalkRadio.com, GuardianTalkRadio.com. And you can kind of pick it up in there. It's right there. Yesterday would be February 14th. So it's not a hard day that you can forget. Maybe it's a day that many of you would want to forget. Stop it. You're going to be okay. Just relax. You're going to be okay, right? So the HPA access, when he started to talk about the trauma, and the HPA access, what it does was being able to identify. I'm just going to give you like a little snippet of what continues to kind of ring in my spirit after the show.
I was asking him, how can we realign ourselves and get back to productivity, get back to growth? How can we dispel ourselves of some of this animosity and indifference that we carry with us, trapped in our DNA from former relationships, from our forefathers, from generational ideas that's trapped in us that sort of just pops out? And he started to talk about this HPA axis. And what the HPA axis is that it releases adrenaline and cortisol, right? And during that, it's sort of the fight or flight mechanism that's released or secreted out of you, right? And then he says, but if you don't use it, it's stored in your muscles and your organs. And as a result of not being used and being stored in your muscles and your organs is one of the reasons why Black men suffer from things like prostate cancer, right? And it blew my mind. And then he took it to an avenue. He said, the only way that you can get this out of your system and suppress the HPA axis is aligning your mind and your spirit consciously to this concept and idea of divinity. That blew my mind yesterday. I had no idea this man would take it to so deep. I had no idea that he would talk to us about faith. That was not my intent. I didn't go out here looking for a man of faith to have conversations with. I went looking for expertise, but I knew what I would bring to the conversation, right? It blew my mind, and I'm grateful. Yesterday was one of the days I said, wow, I think this is one of my best shows I've ever enjoyed, because I didn't know what to expect, and what I got was what I knew the entire time. It was almost like that confirmation that a realignment is the only way that we can get ourselves up and out of this. I often thought about the fact that we as men, and I need to talk from a male's perspective, we as men are ever looking for our God. Let's talk. The line's going to be open. 323-6232. If you want to call, if you want to chop it down with me, please. I'm wide open to do that. We as men, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text line, 422-4796. Men are always looking for their God. They're our Father. They're the supremacy, the reason, the purpose to life. Whether they articulate it, whether they know it or not, there is a relentless pursuit to find alignment. Talk to me. Whether a man knows it or not, and this is my conviction, this is what I've identified through my reading, through my studies, through just as an observer of life, through my own quest. We are relentlessly looking for a realignment to find purpose beyond the acquisition of things, beyond building our earthly kingdoms. There has to be something beyond. There has to be a reason for this. I'm here. And so whilst he's having this conversation, Dr. Augustine Pancho, whilst he's having that conversation, I'm just traveling in my mind with this, and I'm blown away, because unless and until we find, acknowledge, and align with the supremacy that exists. And he didn't say Jesus Christ. He said that there is a supreme God. Now, he didn't call it any of these things, but we know it in our faith, our Christian faith, to be the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Yeshua. We know it to be our Father. And unless and until we align ourselves with that, we can never find that sort of peace, harmony, growth, and development that we're looking for. It was a wonderful conversation yesterday, and I'd like to hear your thoughts about it. The lines are wide open. I want to talk about this NIB set to lose $95 million also. I want to talk about a great deal of the things that we're seeing in the papers, the Prime Minister, and I got a call yesterday about CARICOM. Being able to come in day before yesterday. Howard, they coming in and the place don't look clean. It don't look this. I want to talk about those things also. Let me give you the numbers and take this telephone call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 422-4796. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hubbard Grant.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well. That statement that you made, we as men are always looking for our God. Did I get that? Did I get that correct? Is
yes.
That what you said?
I feel like that. I feel like we... Yeah, yeah. We as men,
okay, right.
Yeah,
now,
we as men always pursue.
Because I heard what the gentleman said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But there are different beings or authorities greater than us as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I just wanted you to expound that on a bit for me before I continue.
No, well, let me take it from here. I just feel... And this is only from, there's no theory or no concept or no idea for this. I know through relationships, through travailing here in this planet, whether here in this country, in the United States of America and other spaces, I've even gone to Cuba, and I've recognized that there is a constant thread that links us as men, not our ethnicities, not our position, as men, and this particular position. And I'm talking about the male. The one thing that I see that this commonality is our pursuit for an alignment. We always look for a cover and to be able to be a part of something greater. Some men yield themselves to the superficial and align themselves with, let's just say, a gang or a fraternity or an organization. There is always an idea to unify under one specific umbrella to get to an objective. And that is that everlasting internal sort of pang to move towards something greater, which I believe is supremacy.
Okay, I hear all of that. I heard what the gentleman said, and I did tell you that I would not interfere with his constitutional rights because I'm a strong believer in the Constitution. See, Mr. Grant, it's like this. It's what you believe in. Is it real? Or is it imaginary? Now, when we go to our Constitution, this is why I always go back to the Constitution, it talks about the supremacy of God. The God of the Holy Bible. Jesus Christ, the Savior of humanity. There's only one name you could have salvation is through Jesus Christ. Now, you know, some fellas got some other funny things. Well, I'm not even going to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of what you accept and what you believe in. Now, some things are imaginary. Satan is real. The Bible says he's real. He has greater power than human beings. And all of these different concepts, the Chinese concept, the British concept, the American concept, they come from basically one source. And so you have all of these divisions. So what people may be searching for is aligning themselves with some other people's thing. See, in the Bahamas, you know what does make me vex? When I hear our leaders say, because one size fits all, and we look at what's happening in Grenada, what's happening in Barbados, see, that turns me right off, because I don't be listening to you no more.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Fortson Castle, you look at Mason's Addition, you look at Sunlight Village, Brother Grant, you got three different communities, very unique, see? Mason's Addition, the world-famous Super Saxons man. And we aren't getting people to understand how important that is for the people of Mason's Addition. Then the people of Fortson Castle, they got the water tower, they have the Queen's Staircase, they have Fortson Castle. Two unique communities right beside each other. We got tourists coming up here like a flood. But we are not organizing ourselves to capitalize on the tourist market. Us in Mason's Addition, us in Fortson Castle. We got some other people up here, you know. I know they got up here. But they're capitalizing on it. And then, of course, you go further down, you got Sunlight Village, Sunlight Cottage. What is missing, Mr. Grant, is this. We are not looking at what the people in these local communities coming together. We should get tired of people, like you had one in one other show, was talking about what they bring into the Bahamas, something that's completely foreign. You're listening to the stranger, the foreigner, the alien, the outsider. They don't understand our Bahamian way of life. And we in the Bahamas have neglected the most valuable document that we have is our Constitution.
I like talking to you. Let me tell you why. And I don't know if you remember, you and I have engaged in conversation for some time. And I have some other calls.
I can hardly hear you, Brother Grant.
You can hear me? You can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, okay. You, talk about
you and I, have engaged in conversations for some time. And, you know, even beyond this, even before I was formally in the radio space, you and I have spoken. And one of the things that remains a forerunner for any one of your conversations is the foundation of the preamble of the Constitution. And so I always accept that. I always accept your position, right? But I want to push back on some of the things that you're saying. And I wish I could be able to dive into it. So I have to come look for you to talk to you about it because I need clarity for me. And the clarity for me is that while you're talking about Fort Fincastle, right? Why is he taking on a position to be able to identify the structure that is there, the culture that exists around it is not as a result of the structure that is there. The structure that is there is only there to be able to facilitate what is required from an infrastructural standpoint. The culture that exists in this space has nothing to do with this sort of the water tower. That's just, I just want to push back on that. And so while you can be able to talk about this idea of the income and the possibilities that it could be able to bring from capitalism. What I want to talk about is culture. That no matter where you are, see, culture speaks to the fact that you could take a hog out of the hog pen, but you can't take the hog pen out of the hog, right? Yeah. And whilst that is very strong and people don't like to hear that, it is the inbred conditioning that relentlessly comes out of you no matter what you try. And I believe that whilst Fort Fincastle has elements of subculture, who we are generally as Bahamian is rich from, you know, Grand Key down to the lowest part of Meghwana in Agua. And I believe that that one consistent thing we have yet to find. We have yet to be able to pinpoint the one thing that unifies us. Is it language? Is it faith? Is it education? And for the most part, I agree with you. The preamble is that one thing, that faith that actually binds us in together to be able to talk about that thing. But the truth is that we're losing that as time progresses. Now, I got to let you go, but you and I got to come and talk.
All right, well, okay, that's fine.
Throw two more blow.
Talk later, and thanks for...
you want to throw two blow for 30 seconds, and then I can let you go, because I don't want to take it from you. Go ahead.
I can say a lot in 30 seconds, but let me just say this. The thing is, we are a nation. We have some specific things that we ought to be doing as a nation. And the foundation of that nation is your Constitution. When we move away from that or we ignore it, as we have done for 50 years now, people are just beginning to wake up and realize something is missing. And that's a good thing. We just have to move forward and listen to what people are saying because there's a lot of misinformation out there. And once we listen to what the others are saying, we try to help them and correct them so that they can move forward into the future. Thank you very much for the question.
I always appreciate your telephone calls and your contributions to national discussions. Let me talk about consistency and this sort of determination to ensure that we infuse this idea for unity, infuse this idea of which umbrella we should be under. I'm always, always grateful for your contribution, my brother. And ladies and gentlemen, the lines are wide open. If you want to be able to talk about it, let's do it. I want to talk about these things. Let me take this commercial break and get back. But I want to talk about some of these things, man. I want to talk about NIB set to lose $95 million. Just had an opportunity to sit down and talk with Candido, and I wanted some clarity. Because we saw at the forefront, the story actually speaks to, and make sure you pick up your Guardian paper today, right? It's Wednesday, February 15th. Pick up your Guardian paper today, right? The story speaks about a $48 million shortfall, right? It says the fact is that the national, and this is the minister for national insurance, the Honorable Miles LaRota, being able to take a position to talk about these things. He says the facts are this. The National Insurance Board will pay out $27 million each month in pensions, and we're only collecting $23 million. That leaves a shortfall of $4 million a month. Four times 12, $48 million. That's a shortfall. And so I wanted to know where the other 47 was, but it's baked in. If you read in the story, it's baked in disabilities and other things that are $47 million. I want to talk about these things, guys. Let's see if we can get back. Take this quick commercial break and get right back after this. Foundation.
Foundation. Fidelity, we're good for you. Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com. Fidelity, we're good
for you. It's a new year, and you're super excited to start the year off right. You've made your New Year's resolutions, doing more exercising, healthier eating, saving more, making better decisions and all that. If you have information or products that encourages healthy living, promotes sound financial decisions, or even promotes a positive lifestyle, one smart decision is to advertise in the Nassau Guardian's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise supplement. So if you're a physician, speech, massage, or physiotherapist, own a gym, nutritional deli, or restaurant, does your financial insurance institution or credit institution have the plan for investing wisely, then that information should be in the Nassau Guardian's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise supplement. One low price gives you an ad in the supplement plus 15 30-second commercials. Interviews also available on Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio, and Hot 91. Contact your account executives or the Nassau Guardian now. Start the new year right in the Nassau Guardian's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise supplement.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises customers in New Providence and Village Road and surrounding areas that due to ongoing pipeline tie-ins into the water main, their water supply will be interrupted from Saturday, February 11, 2023, to Thursday, February 16, 2023, between the hours of 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. the following morning. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused as they work to improve their level of service.
Divania's Grills, Food, and Products are now open in the Kenneth Plaza, Prince Charles Drive. Come, you must try the jerk chicken, jerk pork, and all their amazing grilled food. Grilled daily to perfection using all their amazing sauces made right here in the Bahamas. Divania's, grilling good food for life. Call or WhatsApp Divania's today at 817-4468.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, the Foundation with Howard Grant right here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm so happy to be here with you today on this hump day, right after Lover's Day. So I'm hoping that you drank Gatorade this morning. I'm drinking mine, right?
You got to stay hydrated. This is what you got to do. You got to get your electrolytes. You got to do your thing, right? I'm so happy that you guys are with us today. The lines are wide open today. Today was supposed to be a conversation about Black excellence. I didn't find the people that I wanted to have that conversation, but I'm hoping that you got sort of a gist of sort of the path that we were going on. So Black femininity, Black masculinity, and then today was supposed to be Black excellence. But I believe that the first two deposits were strong enough for us to be able to have this kind of a free-flowing conversation here online. So you can be able to give us a call and contribute to that. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Let me take a telephone call. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. I want to have a conversation with you about Freeport one of these days. Not today, though. Today, I'm a little busy. I just want to be a little cynical today about the gentleman, about the Constitution. That's my old friend.
Mm-hmm. He's been doing this for years. I say he's been doing this for years.
Yeah. I mean, we've had plenty conversation on this matter, but I'm not on the mood today to get into all of that technical stuff. But I just want to be a little cynical to him today. Tell him that Constitution he's talking about is not ours, especially the young people knowing. We were never a part of that. Tell him the Constitution that Ingram tried to bring, the referendum Constitution what Ingram tried to bring is more our Constitution. Only if he didn't go finish it up. See you later, man.
Thank you so much, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. Very good to hear from you guys. Please give me a call. Be a part of the conversation. And chop it down. Everybody get their opinion. Everybody get their position. I want to get some clarity on something. Now, if you didn't have an opportunity to be able to read the story today, let me do so and just kind of give you the highlights of exactly what's what, right? And I'll be set to lose $95 million in 2023, right? It says the minister says that, says losses would happen without rate hike. If there's no increase to national insurance NIB contribution rate this year, the National Insurance Fund will lose $95 million, a cabinet minister warned yesterday. Miles Arruda, Minister of State for the Office of the Prime Minister, who's responsible for the NIB, said his intention is not to shock Bahamians, but there are certain realities facing the Social Security Fund. Speaking of the looming $95 million loss, he said that is just not sustainable. And we have everybody doing their armchair quarterbacking. So the facts are this. The National Insurance Board will pay out $27 million each month in pension. We are collecting $23 million. That leaves a shortfall of $4 million. 4 times 12 is $48 million from whatever exists within the reserves, obviously. He says, we've not even considered the industrial benefits and other benefits that are being paid out. He says, there are statements that have been made that you should go and collect your outstanding money. And then you pick it up on A6. Make sure you pick up your paper, guys. So it says that you should pick up your outstanding money that is pegged around $30 million. If I heard correctly, that's still only a month's contribution. So Lerodo noted that some of the issues as it relates to national insurance are not things that we can blame anybody for. Watch this. He goes a little deep right here. He says, can we blame our citizens for living longer? No. He says, and so, if they're collecting their pension benefits that can be as much as 20 years, when it was about 10 to 12 years in the beginning, this is where we are. The world also pointed out that in the nearly 50 years since NIB was established, it has only had one increase, and that was in 2010, when the rate increased from 8.8% to 9.8%. Let me read one little piece more, and I'm hopefully you guys give me a call to contribute, because I got a couple of things in my mind about this. And I want to be able to point some stuff out in this story that, you know, Candy and I just had a quick powwow about it because I needed to get clarity before I even open up my mouth about these. Because, you know, you live here in this society and you've heard some things that's continued to be able to be sort of social and political rhetoric, but not necessarily seeing actions thereof. So this touches a few things. So the ceiling has raised from $400 to $700 plus. He says, these are the things that we're dealing with. And if we have been losing money from 2016 for the past 7 years, even those cash assets and the CDs that you had, you have to crack those. Why? Because the government cannot subsidize the National Insurance Fund. It's paid for by contributions on investments, on rent, on being collected. So it sounds sexy, this is the word he used, sounds sexy that everybody has an opinion that one area is causing the problem, whether it be management or whether it be the administration costs. That is but a small part of it. The minister pointed out that this month around 44,000 people are collecting some form of pension benefit. He says that's just on the pension end. We have a lot of people that are collecting disability benefits and others. So that's where we are, right? I want to be able to read something. Skip to the end of the story. So it says, the Guardian understands that the approved increase is 1.5% points. Last week, LaRota confirmed by the cabinet has made a decision on the matter, but he has declined to reveal the decision. And that's his posture again yesterday. On Friday, Prime Minister Philip Reeve Davis, who last year said that the government will be creative and innovative to avoid an increase, suggested that the final decision had not been made. He told reporters that I continue to say that I am going to try to resist putting more burden on our people and the working class. Yes, we have looked at the matter. We understand that we have to do something. And we are trying to identify exactly what that is. Increasing the rate is one of the options that we are looking at. The question that I have, realistically, because we've heard this, and this is me talking to you now, the article done. The question that I have is, does anybody really believe that we can do anything outside of increasing this particular rate to ensure that we find ourselves afloat, to ensure that we find ourselves back in the black? We've heard the past prime minister in his position talk about the innovation and creativity that we can tap into to get to another space, to make some things happen. We've heard that before. This is not the first time that we've heard our prime ministers, the pinnacle of leadership in our country, take on a position to speak from this aspect or idea of creativity and innovation. But the truth of the matter is, that's just jive. That's just shoot straight with the thing. What are you talking about that you can be creative and innovative to be able to fix the shortfall of $4 million a month? What can you possibly do? What? I just need to know what. Can we be transparent in this dispensation? Can we be transparent now? And the jive that existed in the fluff and the pomp and pageantry of politics needs to be shredded. That veil that existed between the people and their government needs to be pulled down. There needs to be transparency, and that would lead to education and empowerment for the Bahamian people. This here is jive. Let's be honest. That's how I feel. If we are saying we need to increase it, I agree. There needs to be a significant increase. The story actually talks about it. The story goes on to talk about, he says it's added under the current perimeters. The reserves of the pension, is that where it is? Where is it? Okay, it says an increase of the contribution rate by 2% over the existing 9% every 2 years, starting from July 1st, 2022. And this was the actual suggestion in the article that was actually put out there, right? In the 11th actuarial valuation of the National Insurance, this was the information that was put out there. So it says, an increase of the contribution rate of 2% over the existing 9% every 2 years, starting from July 1st, 2022, and ending in July 1st, 2036, could restore the short and medium-term financial stability of the scheme. So that's over the 14-year period, there should be seven increases. Seven increases. So 7 times 2 is 14. So 14% from this 9% that we exist now, there should be an increase to 23.8%. That's what this is saying. The only way that we can save this, that we don't have to be able to worry about exactly whether or not when we get 25, when we get 35, when we get, I'm sorry, 65, when we get 75, so forth and so on, should we be in a position to say, well, you know, I think it's time for you to die, sir. The only way we can do that is to shore this up financially. There's no, what creativity, I says, I want to know. Give me a call if you have any idea outside of the expertise that exists that continues to be able to lend suggestions to the board, lend suggestions to the administration, to the government, to the professionals in this particular capacity that says, this is what needs to get done. I want to know from you. Our prime ministers and men and women in leadership in our country has been very casual with us. They have taken this concept and idea of us not necessarily being to the pinnacle of education and not going off. They've taken advantage of that, in my view. And I humbly say that. I don't say that with any disdain. I say that to say that is the rhythm of what we've seen in our politics over the years. And there has to come a time where our politicians recognize that we have to shut this down. That if you want to be able to find a true sense of growth and contribution, if you want to get back to this community and infuse a sense of hope back into the not only the conversation, but into the community, the fact of the matter is that you're going to have to be transparent. And I don't believe that this is as transparent as we can be. It sounds good. It sounds good to say that, yeah, we got to be more innovative and creative to think about these things. But what innovation and creativity? And the only question I have is whether or not over the course of the next 14 years, whether there'll be a conversation about simultaneously increasing the minimum wage. Because maybe that could lend to some balance. Maybe that can lend to a position that we can be able to make some things happen. Let's read a few of these texts. It says, Howard, they raise minimum wage, then they higher the prices on everything else. So that might be as well do the, that might as well did not raise the minimum wage. This is what the text is saying. This is Howard, I need to increase how I'm 45 and from I was 21, I never claim NIB. Where my money is, Howard? Really, do get your money, don't get your business. Somebody's texted me and talked to me about what has happened with Lincoln Bean and the others as it relates to, I suppose, their sort of protest when CARICOM came today. I didn't see that. Somebody please send me the video, 8270111. I didn't see that this morning. I was in a few meetings. Say, good day. I think they need to say what are the salaries of all the consultants and from the director down to the janitor, all the political crony salaries, and what is being taken for into rental of the government buildings and the payout for the pensioners and the survivors. Claims is up and down. But we need to know, is there any leakage? Don't just say that we need to increase more payments. Lay it out to justify why we need the more payments. I don't know. I'm listening to this. And I realize that if we have any aspirations to align ourselves with what's happening globally, I don't think we take into account the mass consumption that exists in this country. I don't think we take into account how much we really spend in this country. I had a conversation the other day that, and I equated what we do in this country and what can be done in this country as it relates to the incorporation of technology to alleviate some of the things that are happening in this country, what we can do in comparison to what we're doing. And that conversation goes a little something like this. It's 1 o'clock. Oh, God. The time just slipped away from me. But we're going to talk about it. Let's stick a pin right there. I want to talk to you about how we can be able to alleviate these things. And the one example is Netflix. What's Netflix? What are you talking about Netflix? I pay Netflix $15. Is it $15 a month? How much do you pay Netflix? 12 to 15. I can't remember. It has come right off the credit card. Boof. Right? Boom. You don't even know. The thing automatically come off the credit card. Boom. And if you ain't watch Netflix this month or not, you then pay for it. There needs to be a system. My God, let's dive into this conversation when we get back. Guys, let's stick and stay for news. There needs to be more of a conversation about what we're going to do with these relics of buildings. They're putting so much money in these sort of brick and mortar concepts and not into technology that can utilize a true sense of transparency and eradicate a great deal of the corruption that exists in this place. And the only thing they're talking about is superficial things. That's where the creativity and innovation exist. Incorporating that and really being able to lean on it for transparency. Guys, let's take a break for news. And be right back after this.
The foundation.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Wednesday. Listen, this is wild. The lines are wide open. I want to have some conversation. We talked about this. We started to talk about NIB, the contribution increase. I do not disagree that the contribution needs to increase. The last time we saw the increase would have been, I think, in 2010, if I am corrected. I'm not reading the article right now, but I think it's 2010 when we saw a 1% increase. For us to be able to find ourselves afloat and for us to be able to save this, what we're going to be able to see is over the next 14 years, there needs to be a 2% increase per year. So that's 14% increase just to keep this afloat. That for you and I who have sort of aspirations to live long, right? Because that's what you pray. I pray long life and prosperity to you. And it's coming to pass, right? With medicine, with access to these things and everything increasing, these things are happening. But simultaneously, there needs to be an opportunity for these entities to find themselves afloat. So we got to be able to expand them and grow them. But one thing that stuck out to me is that our prime minister talked about not being able to put the burdens on poor people, right? And the fact that this is one avenue, the increase in the rate is one avenue. Then he goes in to talk about creativity and innovation, right? We heard the former prime minister talk about creativity and innovation and did the exact opposite of what he said that he wouldn't do. He said, got to be increased. Say he believes that taxing is a lazy way. That's what the former prime minister said. Taxing is lazy. And then he goes ahead and tax. There are so many persons that are coming to the forefront, being able to lend suggestions about the possibility, but the meat and potato of the conversation, it gets down to the nitty gritty. You have to increase the rate. But let's talk about something. I want to take this. Now, guys, I see your telephone calls. I just want to be able to get this little thing out that we were talking about before we went to a break. When it comes to innovation and creativity, the one thing that is at the forefront in the conversation is technology. And I'm baffled about, I'm going to use one example, the post office. I'm baffled about it. The former administration did everything they can possibly do, break down the post office, try to identify a location. Even the PLP would have identified at one point they were supposed to be able to use the old supermarket right there on Blue Hill Road, the intersection right there by the roundabout. That didn't come to pass. This the FNM came in, did what they can do, finally decided to be able to utilize Town Center Mall. And I'm just baffled. I am absolutely. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Why this is baffling to me. But I am absolutely baffled that you've only moved the post office from downtown and placed it there. You did nothing. Nothing else. You put the boxes there. It for what? I just need to know. For what? Young people between the ages of 18 to, let's say, 35, 37, 40 are not utilizing those. And this is the next generation of Bahamians. We're not utilizing those. Now, we could if you create this sort of a space where it becomes mandatory, where after a certain age and you sign up for your passport, you sign up for your driver's license, you sign up for these particular things, these government-issued IDs, identification, and other paraphernalia associated with which are distributed to the people. When you sign up, you should get whether it's a virtual box or an actual box. And in that particular space, you create a space. It's a couple of things came to my mind simultaneously. But you know, I just talk, and I can talk to you, and if it makes sense, call in, let's chop it down and see if it makes sense. Maybe we can craft something to be able to move forward. So I'm saying to myself, I pay Netflix $15 every single month, God sent, to watch TV that some months I'm so tired when I lay down in my bed, the TV watching me. But I pay Netflix that when I get down to and watch you people, or when I want to watch these particular things, I could finally find time and have access to these things that I want. But I paid for it. If the government of the Bahamas utilizes a system where no one can no longer use pay, you cannot get paid in this country without going through the necessary avenues, whether that's you have to get paid through credit cards. That's just how I feel. It's my thought pattern. Your salary should go to a credit card that you have to sign up for in a bank, in an institution. Watch me. If you are not legal in this country, you can't get a credit card. You can't get a bank account. You can't get these particular things. It could knock out some of these things that we're dealing with in illegal immigration. That's one. Right? Getting paid by the credit card and signing up for the government system that takes $9.99 out of your check every single time you get paid. Just $9.99. This is hypothetically. Hypothetically. This is only hypothetical. $9.99. $10 every time you get paid. Right? Or we can be able to kind of to do it to say $15 a month. Let's do that. $15 a month. That's better. At $15 a month, that is $180 a year. $180 a year pays for your passport, pays for your driver's license, pays for any of the things that you need as it relates to those things, pays for your virtual box in NIB, in the passport office, pays for all these things, and also simultaneously pays for the technology that we can utilize to make sure that everybody is in a position where there's transparency. When you're on I-95 and I-75 right now, you no longer go through toll booth where people are sitting in. They scan your car. That's easy technology. And these scanners can exist right here, QR codes or whatever you want to use. Scan your car to identify whether or not your car is licensed, is registered, is up to date. If you're not, then you get what? Ticket. Where does it go? Your virtual box. There needs to be a utilization of the technology that exists in, because we're not creating anything. These things exist. And unless and until we do that, we will relentlessly and forever have shortfall. No one using the passport office. I got to stand on a line at 98 miles long at Road Traffic Department just to be able to get something. No one incorporating a true sense of technology. And the only idea, because there is a cloak and this sort of secrecy associated with it, or let's not say secrecy, lack of transparency associated with it, we feel as though that there is a conspiracy behind this. well, why the government don't utilize these things? There must be a conspiracy. There may not be. There just may be the way that people have been doing work and business for the past 30 years. There may not be any conspiracy associated with it. But the fact of the matter is that the lack of transparency and that being able to come to the forefront with information is leading to the speculation. So when we see our prime ministers talk about innovation and creativity, there has to be a sense of transparency that yields that. I think we could rectify that. And you don't have to get these big, you walk through it, listen, you cannot rent a car at Thrifty if you get a ticket. You go to Thrifty right now and you rented a car 4 months ago and you go right now and you try to rent another car. They say, oh, before we can rent you a car, you have to pay your bill. This is the number that you can call to rectify these issues. Boom, boom, boom. Once you get that in the system, we could be able to pay your bill. You can't do nothing without this sense of transparency. We could knock down 7 birds with this one stone of incorporating strategic technology for this country. And guess what? This country has been identified and utilized as a hub to identify how to use technology for the past, I don't know, decade and a half. We've been having conversations about the fact that the U.S. has been storing, right? Or there are entities out there, let me not say the U.S. strategically, right? But you remember the story that they've been capturing our data and information and not dumping it. Our conversations and all this is beta testing. That's all this is. To make sure the things that you, why? We are a mass consuming market. So they want to know how people react to certain things. They identify this place and utilize it. And we don't have the sense enough to do that. This is bananas to me. Be a part of the conversation. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-452. I'm sorry. 325-4259. And 422-4796. Great show as usual, Howard. Our CTV cameras don't work. Our traffic lights don't work. And you wanted the scan? Go, boy, I tell you. Listen to me. All this is jobs, you know. You're trying to figure out how you can utilize these things. All these are just jobs. How do you look at it as the incompetence that exists in this space now? Don't look at it like that. I don't look at it like that. I could care less about what you can't do now. But if you're forced and you know that this is a requirement, you have to prepare yourself. That's it. No one has been trained to these things and no one puts emphasis on these things. But if you create it as a job for these people, for the next dispensation of Bahamians, this will work like clockwork. Like a hot butter through, I'm sorry, a hot knife through butter. My children make fun of me when they say that. This can work. It has to work. How can you say it's not working when you see things like Go Postal, when you see things like Mr. Ship It, when you see things like ShipX, when you see things like Aeropost? All these things are popping up simultaneously and the government have post office there that catching dust. Let's be clear about these things. These things can work. It's working in the real world in real time right now. The U.S. postal system is working simultaneously while Amazon is working. There are templates that exist in life. All we have to do is identify the one that we can apply to the culture that exists here. Let me take a telephone call. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my brother. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, boy, you had me waiting a little while.
Go ahead. Who's this walking here?
This national insurance thing has been bugging me for a little while. I can never get on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I would like for an investigation to take place. If the public don't care, I care.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know how they got in the real estate business with our money. And that is not their forte. Now, here, case in point. You got the Rodney A. Bain building that was sold. And we don't know anything about that until the crook. We found out that the crook fell off the building the other day with the jewelry. That belongs to National Insurance. Then the Royal Bank down Carmichael Road, where Royal Bank moved out of that building now, that's National Insurance building. Now, the people who were in these deals got their money and wiped them out and gone, and nobody, the public didn't even know. There should be an investigation before they go into this thing. Who sold these buildings, who received the money, and why it was done with the people's money?
I definitely need to be able to find out some more about that and get further information as it relates to where we are. All right, because for just a very clear sense of transparency, there are two worlds that exist in our small community. Speculation from proximity or insight from proximity and actual hardcore facts. So unless and until I get those, I won't be able to come in this space and have conversations about who owns what and what is what. All right. So we're going to be able to talk like that and see exactly what's what. Guys, please give me a call. You know the numbers to be able to call, or hit me up with a text, 422-4796, 422-4796. It would be awesome if the government, as Minister LaRuota said, is doing with NIB, would also present a very legitimate factual information as to why me, a gas station operator, is in need of an increase in my profit margin. That is the control as every single expense that I have to operate my business increase. So that's the text that's coming true. It says, this is a bunch of foolishness. Prime Minister Davis knows National Insurance Board contribution needs to be raised, and he's pretending to understand the separation with the poor people he's going through. He's trying to be relevant. He's nothing but the fake and the fraud. No. I don't agree with that. And I'm reading the text, but I don't agree with it. I believe that Prime Minister Brave Davis, just like Prime Minister Ingram, just like Prime Minister Minnis, just like Prime Minister Christie, have all, just like Prime Minister Lyndon Pilling, have all known the tribulation that exists in our communities. I believe that. I believe just as we have conversation after elevation, after we've increased in position and we can be able to articulate and speak because we've been given a platform, that doesn't negate the fact that we have come from these communities. I went to your schools. I know you. I know my people. This is where I've lived my entire life. Don't think that because I'm here and we're talking and so forth and so on, that I forget where I come from. That's crazy. I believe that Prime Minister Brave Davis understands, and I believe that his heart, because this is what has been said about him throughout the years. Anytime, you remember when he was trying to run for, they were trying to push him, trying to, people say goosey him on to be able to run for the leadership when former Prime Minister Perry Christie was in this kind of position. And so many people would come to the radio station and say, listen, anytime I needed anything, the person I would go to was Brave Davis. This is what has been said about Brave Davis for decades. He's the man that I go to. And so I don't believe that there's a sense of inconsistency or even a disconnect there. I believe him when he says he wants to help the poor people. He doesn't want to forget about those. I believe him. But I don't believe it's genuine to say that we could tap into innovation and creativity by neglecting technology. Just saving use certain technologies to get to the objective. That's it. I believe that. So I'm not one who's going to agree with the fact that this prime minister is so elevated that he's separated. I don't believe that. I feel like sometimes we could identify that. There's another text in here say, boy, Howard, you may be scared of that deep Trinidadian accent. You need to stop it. But in the conversation that we had the other day and just drawing the comparison to our leadership and what needs to happen on the ground, when we were just talking about the fact that our former prime minister was said, you know, the Princess Margaret Hospital in a state of disrepair is in a horrible state. This has been like this, in my view, for two decades almost. And we dived into that conversation then. So I know that there's a sense of consistency in his desire to be able to not be a burden to the poor man or to the small man. I believe him. But sometimes you just got to bite the bullet and do what needs to be done. And I think this is one of those things. I can't pretend with this. This is one of those things. Our country is expanding exponentially. Our aspirations continue to expand with that. Our expectations expand with that. And so the facilities need to also expand with that. BOB has a beautiful, beautiful, right there on JFK, beautiful building. Walk in it, it still smells like concrete. Fresh, beautiful building. I bank with BOB. And so when I walked in there, they still got them same ATMs that they were using. No incorporation of the touchscreen technology, no incorporation of these other things. And so I only looked at this and said that the traditional leaders in our country and the mindset that exists thereof with the leadership that's in our country continues to be able to build from an exterior standpoint. So they continue to be able to build the external, the tangibles, the buildings, and not incorporating what needs to be done for something a little deeper. I don't see the technology that's aligning with that, and I don't see that there's introspection for an even longer, a different generation over the 10, 15 years period. So I like what I see, but what I see can only exist for the next 3 years, 4 years. The demand is coming richer on the Bahamian people. We got to get in the game. And we want everything from a governmental standpoint kicking in all, hitting on all cylinders. So we got to get into conversations like this. There's a text that came back. It says, yes, Brave is a very nice man, but he's making some dumb decisions. He's making some decisions on behalf of the poor people. It's because of his decisions our electricity bill is so high. Ah, ooh, these are strong stuff. He says, all these things should be paid for by the Sovereign Wealth Fund. These are texts that are coming through. He says, everyone say that they will help the poor people. Who will help the middle class? The middle class drive every economy. Well, the middle class doesn't exist here. I don't know where you live. Talk to me. The middle class has been eradicated, and it may be on its last leg here in the city of Nassau. But in every single other family island in this country, the middle class does not exist. It has been raked and scraped in Grand Bahama. Gone. Gone. So whatever middle class you talk about is on its last leg here. And with any shift in an administration, you could see that eradicated entirely. Talk to me. Let's talk. Let's talk. So it says, Howard, I believe that the Prime Minister... You really think I can read this on the People Radio? You really, do you really believe that Howard Grant is going to read this garbage that you sent to me? This is bananas. Are you, you want the people come in here, slap me and then fire me? This is too much. Let's see if I can. You're onto something else. Let's see if we can be able to read a couple more texts. Guys, let me take a telephone call. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Brother Howard. How are you?
Good, I'm good, man. What's happening?
It's all good. Howard, you know, as I said on several occasions, unless we have a comprehensive national development plan, we will continually be going in circles. As I cited on another show, almost 20 years ago, we had some people come into this country from Malaysia, and we paid them $10 million. According to the then minister, his wife is able to renew her passport 21 years ago. And now we are now 20 years later just being able to do that. And Howard, if you would check, you would find that that $10 million has cost us probably close to $100 million to be able to get where we are today. What has been happening? One government come in, one start, one stop. One start, one stop.
But that's going to happen with the NDP plan. They had a national development plan,
yeah,
and we always hear...
Know, had, and this government don't seem, and I'm surprised that the PLP, who's, under whose government the national plan was initiated, the Prime Minister seem, just has a non... attitude towards it, you know.
That's just
apathy. You know, we have to have a plan.
Now travel with me.
I remember when Glenys Hannes Anna Martin was the Minister of Transport, and they were talking about all of these innovations that they were going to do at road traffic and this and that and the other. And then, you know, they lost the government, next government come in, they break down everything, just cost us a bunch of money. See, that ain't their money. So they just don't care, you know. They don't have, that ain't coming out of their pocket. If it was coming out of their pocket, then they would have, they would think better. Why not, if somebody has a plan, look at it. See if it can be improved instead of just dismantling the whole thing. Look at BAMSI. You know, we said we're supposed to be able to feed ourselves from 100 years ago. We start this. The next one coming, oh, hi for BAMSI. We have to change the way we do business. We have to change the way we run this country. We need efficiency. And the public service, somebody need to go in the with a bulldozer and just wipe that out and start all over again. Because they are the ones who are running this country, and they are so inefficient. They are just inept. I don't know what kind of country we're going to have. But this is not the Bahamas of excellence that I would like to see. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your telephone call, my brother. I appreciate your contribution. I am. I listen to you. And I don't know whether or not I can travel 100% with you along that particular course. Let me tell you why. Developing the NDP, the National Development Plan, we've seen Mr. Bo come on and talk about those particular things, and we've seen so many persons agitate over the course of time, and then we see a shift when a different government administration comes in. Now, I don't believe that we can put the burden on our prime minister to indicate that he's not concerned and he's not pushing these things. The issue is not the pinnacle of leadership. The issue is the community. I believe that strongly. There is not a relentless push for symmetry and cohesion. There is not agitation for these things. We have been stuck in this and sort of a limbo in the rhythm of things shifting. From the introduction of the concept from our former Prime Minister, Hubert Ingram, when he said stop, review, and cancel, that has been indoctrinated into our culture and into our policy and into our expectations from when he uttered it. Talk to me. From it slide out of his mouth. That simultaneously has been incorporated into our expectation, into our law, the legality, and even into the proposals that we do. That's how we talk. There's no expectation that there will be longevity to these things. No matter who proposes these things for an extended period of time, you do not expect that when another administration comes in, that they're going to take on an F&M thing. You do not expect that. This is not a political issue. This is a social issue. Socially, you have yielded your strength. Your one vote that you've given them gives them that kind of a power, because that's the only time that you contribute. Save us who are here and being able to talk nationally about these things. The most persons contribute in this country towards national growth and development is that one vote. And so leaders believe that they have the autonomy after they get, they show you that in their disposition. You hear them yesterday when they've almost been, when you're helping them tally numbers, you hear them in 3 days after they have been identified as a cabinet minister, they can't even talk to you. Subconsciously, it already creeps into their minds that they've been empowered. They have the autonomy. And they don't remember that they work for the people until 5 years. So when you have a conversation about national development plan, and listen and tell that there is relentless agitation for us to have social symmetry, we're always going to see this sort of breaking up. Telephone caller, you on the line. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, Howard, how you doing? Sean Allen, a critical thinker.
What's up, C. Allen? Yes. You okay?
Hey, Howard, you all talk about the national development plan. I know you need some cash, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, and I got for you.
Go ahead.
You got a grand if you could bring me a national development plan that's been developed for the Bahamas.
A grand?
A grand. Nah, I'm not talking about a book of ideas. Okay? Okay. I'm talking about a plan that I can act on. Mm-hmm. You got another grant for a strategy, a written strategy, for any ministry that's existed for the last 12 years.
Mm.
You got $300 for any written policy this government has, or any previous government.
That's $2,300 so far.
No, no. Remember that. Times that by the ministries.
Oh, per ministry.
Yeah.
Oh, we can make some money. No, but see, Alan, let's talk about it now. Let's talk about it, and I want you to be able to
see,
be clear.
The reason I'm not
that.
Afraid to say this, because I am unequivocally 100% sure none exists. Let me take you first to the National Development Plan. You can walk through this. I remember when the National Development Plan was released on Guardian Radio.
Yes.
I was serving as chairman of the United Democratic Party, mm-hmm. UDP, mm-hmm. under the leadership of Gregory Moss.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out with this book of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And we challenged it. The next day, it was withdrawn. I'm not going to say what it is, what we did. But it was on air. We said that it was missing some very pertinent components that was integral to what we were supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
and even some international things, and it didn't meet certain benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple months later, they released it again.
Mm-hmm.
And it still did not reach those benchmarks, though it was modified. And so what we have in Grand Bahama is a REEF plan, R-E-E-F, a book of ideas. What we have is the Grand Bahama Digital Hub, a book of ideas. What we have is a National Development Plan, a book of ideas, a book of possibilities. Is a plan and a strategy is actionable. And so essentially the only argument could be made is we developed this book of ideas and they didn't use any of it, any of the ideas we put in the book.
But the option and the application is all from the pursuit. So the potential exists in the theory, but the practical is when you take it and pursue it. And I think that's for anything. Unless and until there is sort of conviction and strength to stand up and say, let's try this, then we'll always have a book of ideas.
No, but that's what I'm saying to you. But when you say you've come up with a national development plan, go to Singapore, go to all these other countries you so like to talk about. I can download and see the actionable steps and what has to be done and what legislation, all these things have to be done. Go to many of the states in the United States and other different and other places that we so like to travel and reference to. I'm saying to you is that we need to stop calling things out of its name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what I'm saying is that we have yet to develop a national development plan. And if you go to the national development plan, you will even find no comprehensive reference to the 21st century. And it was done in the 21st century.
Wow. That's heavy, C. Allen.
Okay. And so I want people to challenge me on this. I want this government, who was the architect previously, many people serving in government right now was part of that so-called architectural of this, and many of them exist in the private sector. I would like for somebody to call me out on this,
mm-hmm.
and allow me to rebut whatever their statement is. I'm saying to you, it's not too late for us to develop one,
mm-hmm.
but let's not pretend that we had one that we're not following.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much for your telephone call. I do appreciate your contribution. Guys, you know what to do. Let me say take this quick commercial break and sort of get back to it. I see your telephone lines there, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 422-4796 is the text line that you can be able to give us a call on. Let's just shoot straight, man. I just want to be clear and have a very clear conversation about where we are. We can't keep jiving ourselves. Because the more we tell this lie to ourselves, it doesn't change the fact that the world is moving ahead around us. Are we moving? Are we moving with the innovation and creation? Are we moving? Or are we just gum-bussing? Let's take this quick telephone call. Quick commercial break, sorry. And be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Introducing
the new tortilla lime crunch chicken sandwich from Wendy's.
And
I have a little bit of everything. Avocado, taco mayo, pickles, and crunchy tortillas on top of a delicious breaded chicken filet. Yes, try it and add our all-new Dave's Craft Lemonade to your combo. Wendy's, different inside and out.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, The Foundation with Howard Grant on this beautiful Wednesday, the day after Valentine's open line. And I'm hoping that we get edification this week. I'm hoping that your contribution lends to something greater. And I'm always grateful to be able to be in this space to really chop it down with you. The lines are wide open before we get out of here. We got about 20 minutes. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or 422-4796. Let's take this telephone call. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead,
Hello,
call.
Howard?
Hey, this is Howard. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing today? You okay?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Hey, man, listen, you have a wonderful show.
I appreciate it.
Up here in the ATL, we listen to your show.
You in the ATL? What part of Atlanta are you in?
I can't tell you that, Howard. I can't tell you
all
that.
All right, sorry. Well, I've been to Atlanta a couple of times. That's why I asked. All right, go ahead. I can fight you. Go ahead.
But listen, remember the saying, have nots and ain't gonna get?
Yeah.
Okay, that's me. That's me, right? So let's talk about it. You ever try put on brand new clothes, but your skin ain't too clean?
Talk to me.
But don't answer that.
Talk to
me. But that's BPL. Mm. That's BPL, right? If the infrastructure isn't up to par, it will not sustain the power that's being generated over it.
My God.
I'll be clear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Point number two, let's talk about technology, okay? I work in high-level technology here, very high-level, right? Now, from what I found, some companies in New Providence allocated fiber optics throughout parts of the island. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. What is the benefit of fiber optic technology? Fundamentally, data transfer, it's very efficient, and it's easy to access. Now, as you communicated earlier, if you still have antiquated technology systems in the Bahamas, they are there because some individuals don't want to change it. It's not that they don't exist. When we look at the public school system, I was responsible for monitoring, servicing, and installing over 2,500 cameras throughout the city of Atlanta public school system.
Really?
This is what a little island boy was doing about 8 years ago.
You got the good bread. Go ahead.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at systems on New Providence, let's just start with the inner city. You can't manage over a fiber optic network that should be in place let's just say 500 to 1,000 cameras. That's preposterous.
Mm-hmm.
And working in technology, and I feel remiss on the phone behind the great mind of Brother C8. It's baffling. And it's there because certain entities within the Bahamas don't want it present.
But because, you know, as I'm listening to you, there can't be an argument to say that there doesn't exist the expertise to execute this. I'm listening to you. I listen to the CA. I listen to other persons, John Bridgewater, who I've known to be able to be in one of my platforms before. There is a significant talent that exists in this space. There is Bahamian talent that you can utilize. And not paying them pennies, but to get this professional job, this excellence that we seek, done. But we're not being utilized.
Yes, sir.
We're not being utilized.
Yes, sir. And here again is how it's sustained. Let's go on sustaining the talent pool or the skills gap, right? You have learning institutions such as UB, DTVI, who will be able to train the technical minds the same way how I was trained. But when I was trained, people said that we don't want to do that because we ain't waking in the bank and we can't go to school, and I mean go to waking coat soup because it was technical inclined. And for some strange reason, the attitude of technically inclined minds is that they are less than.
Wow.
Simply because they may not be in the accounting classes.
Wow.
Or the banking classes.
Wow.
Which is a farce.
Wow.
So I was insulted the majority of my life because I'm a technical mind, graduating in 93. Now people call me, and trust me, I charge.
Wow. You must have given us your blood type. You didn't give us all. You don't want to tell me where you is in Atlanta, but to tell me where you're born, or where you need to stop it. Listen.
Well, I can tell you this. Me and Dwight and Candia, we good friends. I'll talk to you later, Howard. Don't take it easy.
I know who this is. Y'all need to stop it. My brother, is wonderful to hear from you, man. I hope all is well over there. I didn't know you was in Atlanta, but congratulations. I think you to be able to grow and move and make some things happen. There are Bahamians out here who are doing amazing things. I'm telling you, man. I see, if you're stuck on this rock and you don't travel, if your form and idea of traveling is going from here to Miami, if your idea of traveling, and you know, when I was young, it don't matter where you go in the United States of America, everyone called it Miami, right? We get a Washington State, right? I get in Miami, right? What? This is a lot, right? So if your idea of traveling from here to there is the expansion of what you've done, if you don't travel in books, if you don't travel, if the only thing you're doing when you're watching these television and watching your Netflix or watching whatever you're doing is to be able to seek the entertainment and not understanding the infrastructure that exists in this space. My daughter told me she won't be a director. I said, well, go direct something. Go create something, write a script, and let's do it. Daddy can get your cameras and whatever you need. Let's do it. Oh, Daddy, I can't. Why can't you do it? Why? These children in Africa using a charger on the side of the road to charge their phone and doing amazing movies. The little clips that they do, they are amazing. Little children, their foot got red clay on it and doing amazing things because they believe beyond their environment. Why can't we? Why can't we believe beyond our environment? Come on, man. And as soon as you get beyond this environment, you recognize the potential that existed in you the entire time. It's time for you to trouble the water of your stagnation, your hopelessness, your indifference socially, and get to work. I cannot depend on any government to do what needs to be done for this country. I can't. So I have to contribute with my talents and put it on the table. Let's take a telephone call before we get out of here. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Howard, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Right here, boy. Listen, very, very impressed with the last caller.
Yeah.
Very spot on.
Absolutely.
You know, and he's absolutely correct. A lot of the systems we have here in this country, it isn't that we can't improve on them. It's just that it's deliberate that some persons hold the power to hold these things in the positions that they are in now. You talk about the fiber. The fiber is the current technology where data moves faster, is more efficient. It tends to get, you could get a lot more things applied to the network than an analog system, but yet we are still behind. These cameras we have here in the country, we're still asking how many of these cameras actually work. Where's the data? Where's the information to show that they're working? 1,000 cameras in this country, in Nassau proper, on a fiber network is like nothing. It's like a drop in the bucket. But yet, we still don't have these cameras absolutely working 100%. And I'm also highly into the technological or technology area, so I could speak effectively to these things. In closing, you know, I believe that with all the bright minds that's coming back here, with all this education, it stagnates the people. Whereas, two, the level of payment and salaries that I see, even that we offer a lot of persons here, especially talking about the minimum wage, this is all a deliberate attempt to keep us at the low end of the spectrum. They don't want us to make any money in here. Because, you know, when you have power, when you have money, you then have power. No one can really control you, per se. And you won't take any nonsense. And this is the part that they really don't want us to have. But it's up to us as Bahamians to agitate for this change to happen. It must happen. All right? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call, your contribution. Let's read a couple of these texts before we get out of here. Say, hey, Mr. Grant, in reference to the traffic, Bahamians will stay on long lines for free giveaways and don't complain. All right? Let's see if we can read a couple more. It says, bananas. Bananas and a pancake. Put a fork in it. It's done. It's over. The people really disappointed and angry with the Prime Minister Davis eternally. And to be a big disappointment on a terrible, poor excuse for the Prime Minister. How about that? Says it's sad about this. The greedy, not the needy one. The first thing that Prime Minister Davis. Well, listen, let's go into something else. Right? It says that. It's time we move away from the culture of PLP and FNM. I agree. Stop getting swing from rum and food every 5 years. I agree. These leaders don't care. Look at where this country is headed. And no one is doing anything to fix our crime problems and our legal crisis. It's sad. Okay. This is Howard. Your caller sounds like them said, was go to the club and go home and put on a shirt in the back of the closet, wear the same shirt for four weeks later, and then put cologne on it. It says, will national insurance benefits still be available to me in 15 years when I'm retired? I don't know. It depends on the position of this government to make a decision for tomorrow. It depends on our commitment and sort of yielding ourselves with a very clear understanding that this needs to happen. Because the political pushback is the issue that we have. Okay? The political pushback is the issue that we have. In my view, as I'm reading the story, the only thing that I can see that it's a pushback is the possibility of the political insertion and saying, okay, well, why I'll do this and why I'll do that. This is something that needs to happen. And the only thing that this administration needs to do is be thorough and ensuring that they roll this out accordingly for the growth and development of the country. Let's be clear about this. And let's not be timid about this. Let's not come with our talking points. Let's come with transparency. Pull down that veil and have a conversation. That is the only thing that will get you to where you want to be. That's it. Governments have been hitting us with formality for far too long. Our relationship is in turmoil. You can't hit me with the HR conversation. You got to break it down to me and talk to the people from your heart. This is where this administration's heart is. This is where the PLP's heart is. And I feel like I'm seeing the Prime Minister heart come out when he's saying, I want to hear, we don't want there to be an increase of these things on the backs of the poor people. Say that to us, not in that sort of a rhythm, but say it to us with clarity. And make the people of the Bahamas understand that this is where the administration's heart is and why we have to attack these things. Sometimes you're just going to have, that's where your legacy lies. Your legacy lies in the hard decisions that you have to make today. We can take one break? Okay, guys, let's take a quick break. We got to take one more break and then get back and close up the show. All right, we do that. We'll be right back after this.
foundation.
Ready to step into the future? From your front door to the backyard and everywhere in between. See and speak to whoever's there with Ring Video doorbells and security cameras now available at Alive. Protect what matters most, all from one easy app. Available in your Google or Apple Play Store. Visit bealive.com/ring to learn more. We are Alive.
So much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson. Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Foundation.
Okay, guys, before we get out of here, forgive us that there was some housekeeping that we had to make sure that we're taken care of. Before we get out of here, I just want to kind of leave you with something. I always appreciate the contribution, and the idea of the show is just to be as provocative as possible. Another provocation that leads you into this salacious conversation where you throw in jeers and those things, the provocative that leads you to introspection, to lead you to what contribution that I can make, whether or not I'm doing my part, whether or not our government is really on the ball, whether or not these people in leadership can lead us to where we need to be. And that introspection, I believe that we get closer and closer to that every single time we engage and we have a conversation. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for 1992. That gave us an opportunity to open up the airwaves. I'm grateful for that kind of an idea of transparency. But it's our responsibility to utilize this to get to where we want. I believe that, like I said, this administration, in my view, based upon what we're seeing, has a heart to do some stuff. All right? I don't want to compare it to anything else. I believe that this administration has a heart to do some stuff. Now, for us to be able to get that kinetic energy, it takes more than just heart. Like CA says, this is only an idea. This is where the theory exists. For you to get that kinetic energy to move, it takes huevos. Talk to me. It takes more than that. It takes testicular and ovarian fortitude, that determination that I have to push beyond this point. And so the only thing that we can do is encourage those persons in leadership, those persons with ideas, to come to the table and let there be a bridge between yesteryear, where there's a concept of analog technology, and today, which is this digital There has to be a fusion for us to be able to move together. We don't want to leave anybody behind. We got to be able to make some things happen. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to come to you guys today. And I want to be able to thank you guys for being able to tune in today. Tomorrow is going to be Small Business Thursdays. You know what to do. 827-0111 if you want to get into that. Talk to me about those things. I think I got something nice for you to talk about. Last week, we talked about medicinal cannabis. Today, tomorrow, before I say anything too quick, let's ensure that we can do that. But tomorrow, you're going to be able to get a very good show. I thank you so very kindly, guys, for being able to tune in. Now, I want you guys to stick and stay for Z Live with Shivago Lang right after this. Have a beautiful day, Bahamas. And make sure, like I say, get your Gatorade. Keep yourself hydrated from your escapade yesterday. Have a beautiful... Your Valentine's escapade yesterday. Enjoy yourselves, guys. Have a beautiful day. See you here tomorrow. Godspeed.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.